Product automations, as we know, are the product automations that come out when someone's viewing an item, when someone's carting an item, when someone is taking an action that's related to an item on your store. All these are product automations, and they are a major revenue driver during the rest of the year. But certainly, and during the holiday season, they are critical. And the reason why is scarcity, urgency, and exclusivity are what drive holiday sales during the holiday season. So expand your product automations this year. This season is the time to kind of start. By now, you should have mapped out your product automations that are running and expand them and turn them on. This is the time when you want to kind of send focus everything you do on what people are viewing online, what people are browsing. And I'm going to give you some ideas about some of the top product automations that are being configured and launched, that are launched already for the top 1% of brands that you should be focusing on. Back in stock, low stock are two great automations to turn on. This is where people are looking at items and they know that if it's out of stock, well, they'll just go find somewhere else because, again, they have a deadline to get their items. So turning on something that says that an item is back in stock when it is actually back in stock and sending it to people who have carted the item or viewed the item is perfect. It's a perfect automation to turn on and reminds people to come back, look at the item. It's back for now, but everyone's buying it and it may sell out soon. So buy it quickly. Low stock is another great inventory message where you can send it out, say like there's only once your inventory hits 10 left, 20 left, this automation triggers out and says 20 left, come back, come and buy it now. For again, anyone who carted the item, reviewed the item and didn't complete the purchase, that's a great one to say, to send out once the inventory changes. Turn those automations on. New arrivals and bestsellers are two major automations that will help fill up your campaign calendar. Every Monday, do a new arrivals. Every Friday or Thursday or Friday, or even Saturday or Sunday, do a bestsellers email, because every week there's something new going on. There's some new offer, some new bundle, some new item that came in stock, some new, new spin on an existing item, right? You can start setting up that automation to run on autopilot. That fills up two emails. That's 12 emails for new arrivals in Q4 every Monday, right? 12 emails, and then another 12 emails for bestsellers, best of the week, best of the month. You know, here's the bestsellers that everyone's buying this holiday season. And those are just can run and you populate them with just new arrivals from your site, the best sellers from your site. It's all automated. Talk to your email provider. Klaviyo does this, right? They are able to turn this on. All the top ESPs are able to turn on these type of automations and it fills up your campaign calendar. Those are two emails you could check off your Q4 calendar, right? And just automate it and just runs. And these get super high engagement. Best of all, in some cases it is, these are, you know, high margin products, full price products. You don't need to show them because people want to know the best of the year, the newest of the year. What can I gift that'll make me look good? What can I get that'll make me look good? All these are great automations to turn on, and that's a product automation to invest in. New product reviews. Did a new review come to your onto a certain product and you want people to know about it? It's a great review. It's a 5-star review. Let's send out an email to people who are looking at the item that didn't buy it and need that extra push because they're looking for a review somewhere else. They're going to, you know, look on Amazon for the reviews of a product. Look here. Guess what? Someone just left a great video testimonial or left a great review or a picture of the item. Guess what? Did you see this review? We think you're interested. Come back and buy it, right? That's a great example of another product automation to run. Replenishment, if you're in the replenishment fit model, it's a little challenging because it's probably not a great fit to turn on a product automation. This is an example where you may want to turn off a product automation because you don't know who's buying an item for themselves or for as a gift for someone else. So example would be, you know, I don't know, makeup set or, you know, a soap set, right? Where they have a replenishment option, but they're not buying it for themselves. They're buying it for someone else. So replenishment may not be a good fit here. You may want to kind of actually have a quiz or survey after someone buys this to see who they were buying it for. If it was for themselves, great, replenish. If not, okay, then you know, offer them something else. So product automations are key. And the best part is you set it and forget it, at least for Q4. Turn them on, turn on, work smart, not hard. This is an opportunity for you to leverage all the traffic coming to your site, all the traffic coming to your product detail pages, and turn on an automation that will help, you know, personalize the email at scale and win you business without you having to touch anything. That's how the top 1% think.